The boundaries separating international criminal justice from transnational trade barriers have just been completely redrawn. On Wednesday, May 20, 2026, federal prosecutors in Florida unsealed a historic legal action, officially tracked as the Raul Castro Indictment U.S. DOJ 2026 filing. The document charges Cuba's 94-year-old former president and five other high-ranking regime officials with murder, conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals, and the destruction of aircraft. Announced by Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche at Miami's iconic Freedom Tower on Cuban Independence Day, the 20-page indictment stems from the February 24, 1996, downing of two unarmed civilian Cessna aircraft operated by the humanitarian exile group Brothers to the Rescue. Fired upon by Cuban military MiG-29 fighter jets over international waters, the attack resulted in the deaths of four men, Carlos Costa, Armando Alejandre Jr., Mario de la Peña, and Pablo Morales. For multinational compliance platforms, regional logistics hubs, and maritime underwriters, the rollout of the Raul Castro Indictment U.S. DOJ 2026 actions signals an absolute tightening of Washington's secondary enforcement mechanisms targeting Cuban-linked commercial entities. The indictment architecture, chain of command liabilities. The federal grand jury indictment, originally returned under seal on April 23, 2026, focuses squarely on command responsibility. Raul Castro, who served as Cuba's Minister of the Revolutionary Armed Forces at the time of the shootdown, is explicitly alleged to have overseen the military chain of command and authorized decisive and deadly action against the civilian flights. The activation of the Raul Castro Indictment U.S. DOJ 2026 parameters has immediately reconfigured risk modeling for international businesses operating within the Caribbean basin along two primary vectors: the transnational enforcement threat. While Cuba historically refuses to extradite its nationals to the United States, Acting Attorney General Blanche emphasized that an active federal arrest warrant is now live. This posture has been heavily reinforced by the precedent set earlier this year with the high-stakes extraction of Venezuelan figure Nicolas Maduro by U.S. forces in January 2026, proving that Washington is increasingly treating adversarial heads of state as fugitives subject to physical capture. The absolute embargo mode, the Justice Department's sweeping condemnation of the Cuban regime, highlights its institutional funding through the expropriation and nationalization of private business. This specific focus serves as a severe warning to international compliance offices. Any joint ventures, maritime routing, or supply chains interacting with the Cuban military-run conglomerate GAESA, Grupo de Administración Empresarial S.A., face a zero-tolerance asset forfeiture loop. Plain text risk modeling, the sovereign enforcement index to prevent common WordPress script conflicts and guarantee that corporate compliance dashboards parse data cleanly. Trade risk desks calculate the operational fallout from this head of state indictment using a direct, plain text math framework. Sovereign enforcement risk index equals statutory wait times, OFAC asset exposure divided by global asset footprint, plus risk elasticity times natural log, 1 plus interdiction probability change. To map this framework directly into automated corporate auditing pipelines, statutory weight, the statutory weight coefficient assigned to the indictment of a de facto head of state, scaled to a critical maximum threat level of 5.0. OFAC asset exposure ratio, the fraction of a multinational enterprise's total asset footprint or shipping vessel routing exposed to jurisdictions under Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, scrutiny. Interdiction probability change, the real-time delta in active asset forfeiture, cargo seizure, or maritime interdiction probability following aggressive executive or military actions. Risk elasticity, the systemic maritime risk elasticity constant. The compliance takeaway: when the statutory coefficient spikes via head of state murder indictment, the resulting jump in the overall index forces automated screening algorithms to instantly flag transshipments routing through regional free trade zones, driving up the baseline cost of trade finance and compliance audits. Sovereign indictment and enforcement trajectory matrix. The aggressive trade enforcement landscape of 2026 marks a structural departure from traditional